Hey, it's Heath Mulliken from the Double Dropkick Show. Been waiting for this interview for a long time. If you've listened to our podcast, you've heard me talk about Papa Hales. This is Papa Mike Hales. Papa, thank you for being on the Double Dropkick Show. We're here night two of the Scenic City Invitational. Papa, what's this weekend meant to you?
Oh, it's everything. This is my town. This is Papa's town. So I'm really excited about the tournament. The last night was fantastic with the wrestling card here. And the special thing about Scenic City is we try to make it really a special event for the fans with activities. We had a fan fest this year. We bring in the wrestlers out to speak at question and answer sessions. We're bringing folks together for just a lot of fun activities, trivia contests, karaoke contest, tons and tons of opportunities for fans from around the country and even the world to interact. There's nothing like SCI.
No, right. And everybody who's kind of come into town has been, we're all staying at the same hotel. Yeah. And it has just been this really cool thing to see everybody in this room. Last night there was an interview with the Carnies. Today there was actually a seminar going on here at the high school that some of us took part in. What were some of the events? I know you guys did some podcasts. I know Tank, who had his last match last night, did an interview today.
We had several people in for interviews. We had Tank and Iceberg were in. Anthony Henry was in. Gunnar Miller was in. Shane Marks was in. And I'm leaving people out. I'm sorry because we had so many of them. And it's an opportunity for fans to interact on a very close basis with the wrestlers and people involved that they normally don't get. And it just really makes it special. Plus, it's a great networking opportunity for fans from around the country and the world. A lot of the talk on wrestling Twitter, on wrestling, and a lot of what happens is driven by Twitter, social media. And there's so many people that are active in wrestling social media from around the country that have flown in and driven into Chattanooga this week. It's putting us on the map.
Yeah. So. Yeah, if you follow any of the folks on wrestling Twitter, this has been the epicenter of everything this weekend. Papa Hales has been a great host. I got to ask you, what match are you looking forward to most tonight, and who's your pick to win the tournament?
All right, I know nothing about the booking. I am involved in the hospitality, so I don't have a clue what's going to happen. The match I'm most looking forward to is the final, because the last year's final was one of the best matches. It was on my Match of the Year contest, one of the best matches I've ever seen live. So I'd have to say, again, this year it's the final that I'm looking to. I don't know who's going to be in it. Probably going to be a four-way like it was last year. If I had to pick a winner, I would probably guess Anthony Henry, but I just don't know. There's so many possibilities.
Yeah, so I mean, just a great – I mean, last night we had eight matches. They were all unique, all different. I heard you telling somebody you saw some things. Of all the wrestling you've seen, you saw some things last night
you've never seen before. I mean, one spot with the chairs in the Darby Allin match that I've never seen before with Joey Janela and Darby Allin.
Yeah.
And then the incredible finish of the match with Eric Royal.
Yeah.
There was a lot of buzz about Dominic Guarini.
Right.
And that match was so interesting and so different.
Yes.
The Anthony Henry match, and he always delivers here with Gary Jay. That just got the fans totally invested. Yeah. And, of course, that match with Tank and Riddle was wonderful to end the night on an emotional high.
So if there's people out there listening or watching, where can they go to follow you on Twitter and keep up with – you go to wrestling all over the country, so where can they go to follow you?
I do. You can follow me at Papa Hales at MikeHales9 on Twitter. I also have a program or a podcast at Talking Graps.
Yeah.
Also writing for PW Ponderings and Wrestling with Words.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty visible around the country because I go to a lot of different places. I'll be in Virginia. I'll be in New York next week. Then I'll be in Virginia and St. Louis the week after. So I'm constantly traveling, living the dream.
That's so awesome. Hey, so all the links to that will be in the show notes and on the video. But, hey, Papa, it's been a pleasure spending some time with you. He's been a great host. It's going to be a great night. This is the way wrestling should be. I'm Heath Mulliken. We'll see you later.